Hello, folks. This is the Knick Knack Podcast. I'm Knick Knack. I'm a queer and autistic non-binary woman with a variety of deep interests. This podcast is kind of an audio blog where I share my views and life in pursuit of greater engagement, connection, and emotional relief. This will be Season 15, Episode 56, entitled The Guilty Season. As spoonless as I've been lately, I can't help but be annoyed and angry at the holiday season. For in the US, it is now the atrocious time between Thanksgiving and Christmas. That time where everyone is guilted into buying time with supposed loved ones as they pretend to care about the larger world. And you know what? After 37 years of this bull, I am so over the insincerity. If this sort of behavior has to be part of the human experience, why can't we do it better? Why can't we do it for real? All this and more coming up after we grab a breath and a beverage while listening to Raindrop Rhapsody, and after I remind you to check out all the ways you can support my work at knickknackpod.net. See you on the other side. Welcome to December. First of all, I want to give you some good news. The good news is that I and Vinny have been able to work together to get them here for the holidays, and my holidays will suck significantly less as a result of that, so I'm very, very excited about that, very much looking forward to that. That said, there's little that irks me more than the insincerity that surrounds me. I watched House, so I definitely understand that everybody lies, with the only variable being what they lie about. The things that people lie about this time of year are just plain nuts. The Christian ones, in particular, tell their children there's a creepy fat old man who spies on them and gives them gifts if they're good. This seems like a positively shitty and manipulative power play, to say the least. Those that are fortunate enough not to have to deal with children seem to only seek tax write-offs by donating to charities or causes that they don't seem to care about any other time of the year, and the rest of the people out there just seem to rush to shopping malls buying crap for their loved ones that their loved ones are likely to return anyway as they prepare to eat copious amounts of food and get just wasted enough to tolerate family members during the annual family gathering. It just seems a little nuts to me, because I'm scratching my head trying to make it all make sense. And yeah, I'm neurodivergent. And yeah, I'm not going to get neurotypical behavior. I'm just not. So I'm left here just sitting scratching my head trying to explain it all. And I guess the easiest explanation is just guilt. For people are bastard-covered bastards with bastard filling. And I would assume, logically, based on the behavior, that it just starts to weigh on them about this time of year. So they quickly try and make up for all the misdeeds of the past 11 months, only to do it again the next year. This perhaps further explains the Santa Claus myth and all the crap that it perpetuates generation after generation after generation. But what if we took a different approach? What if, instead of just feeling guilty at the end of the year and hiding our guilt behind stupid traditions, what if we genuinely tried to not be the worst species on the planet? That has been the direction I've been trying to go in for so long now. And I'll be the first to admit that I screw it up and fall short a ton. I'll be the first to admit that I run out of energy halfway through and end up not doing enough, and I'll be the first to admit that holding firm to my boundaries, especially around the holidays, feels selfish. But I genuinely don't see an alternative that gets us anywhere real. Needless to say, I am all for poo-pooing things that don't work. Holiday guilt just doesn't work. It just doesn't. So let's get over it. Let's just try to make the world suck less where we can for people that we actually care about. Stop faking it for people we don't actually care about, for people we feel obligated to care about. When it comes to the big world, for the love of humanity, please, 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 please don't give up on holding the one revolution that finally makes the world suck less. But go into it knowing what a revolution is. A revolution is nothing more than a thought war. Being a war, some will inevitably die on the streets. Some will inevitably die in the mind. Me, I'm more likely to die in the mind. But that is the cost of war. The price of being at the barricade is empty chairs and empty tables. This is a hard fact to face, but it is a fact that we must face, as sobering as it is. But please, please, please don't give up the fight. Do whatever you can to keep fighting in the way that works for you. Sadly, it is true that most revolutions fail. Sadly, I have yet done the historical work to figure out why most revolutions fail. When I have the spoons, I'll keep working on it. But it's also true that crappy Christmas songs and crappy Starbucks cups get old year after year after year. These are hard times. Let's draw strength from each other. My weapon is my words. I feel I wield them as effectively as I can, for this is my battleground. As I said earlier, this year I'll spend my holiday with Benny, showing them Chico and trying to avoid the virus while putting out a few podcasts. In so many ways, I'm sorry I can't do more. There are so many organizations, especially locally, that need help in the face of useless politicians that don't give a damn at every level of government. But like everybody else, I'm just doing what I can and what needs to be done. I just need to keep going and hope that my momentum will carry me home. Suffice it to say, love helps a ton. I'm very glad of that. Please head to knickknackpod.net to support my work. And thank you for listening.
Are the schools shitting out fools who believe what they read and believe what they see? Don't believe them and don't believe me. I'm a tool. I'm your changes of mood. I'm a drug in your food. Believe what you read and believe what you see on the TV. Don't believe that.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode, and if you'd like to support my work, please leave a review in the podcast apps, or if you have the financial resources, Check out the donation options at my website, knickknackpod.net. Those include Patreon and PayPal. Your help is greatly appreciated. The music is Raindrop Rhapsody by Josh Elkenberry, The Fool's Guide by Anthony Rotuno, and of course, Catch Me If You Can by Attica Attica. If you enjoy this music, please support these artists by buying their work or making donations. Links can be found in the show notes, in the pod apps, and on knickknackpod.net. The Knick Knack Podcast and Epis Ride Along series is copyright 2006 through 2021 by the Knick Knack Podcast Network and is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial 4.0 International License. Thank you so much for taking the time to listen. May you find the safety and support you need to empower you and meet your needs.
Okay.